Good evening, everyone. I'm Kathy, and Ron Amatron, our host, has another informative program for us on the topic of lucid dreams, deja vu, and parallel lives. Ron discusses why dreams seem so real, what brings about deja vu, and if there's something behind it we should know. Ron will describe what he sees on the timelines we are living that are affecting us in what we do, think, and feel right now. During the program, Ron will offer healings for spirit and chakras. On Ron's host page, there is a picture of a light being's face. Ron is here and will energize the light being with peace, energy, for us to feel throughout the show as we listen to Ron. So, hello, Ron. I'll turn it over to you now.
Okay, so everybody, bring up the light being. And we'll start energizing it here. So as you get it up, you know, it might take you half a minute. That's fine. You still feel the energy. And here we go. So bring it up. It'll be energized. Let's see. This show, I'll leave it up for 3 hours for people. So just kind of note, about 3 hours from now, it'll go away. You can actually see the energy drop completely from the light beam. So this is source energy coming through the light beam to you, and it's going to probably re-energize your spirit, because your spirit is the conduit for you to get source energy. And that's kind of how it works. And so what you might be missing inside of yourself with some spirit energy will now be kind of reactivated in your spirit. You're not getting more energy of light. It's your spirit is moving into more energy because it's seeing kind of what it's missing. And that's the way it works. You only have the light of your spirit. And your spirit is at its own frequency of light. And that's all you can get. You can't get more light anywhere else other than what your spirit has built inside of it. So what we do is energize the light being to help you out so you can have more of your spirit light that could be dormant inside of you. You kind of get activated a little bit. So here we go. And the activation of what you feel and sense, if you can sense it, is only according to how much you have did clearings on yourself to get rid of the darkness out of you, which is your DNA and the alien program. So once you get those released, then you can have more of your spirit with you. That's why a baby is so vibrant. They're not in mind energy yet. They're not connected to aliens and all the mind-controlling energies, the mind matrix, because they haven't learned how to basically listen and talk yet. Once they get connected to the energy of mind and judgment, then they start losing the spirit energy. And that probably happens, from basically maybe the age of maybe 6 months. And by the time somebody reaches maybe 10 years of age, they probably have lost over half of their spirit, and maybe even more of that. So here we go. Here's the light being energy. And you lost it through the dark side stealing it. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And there we go. So the light being should be radiating more light to you. You may actually see it physically glow. And I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
It's wonderful to have that peace energy, Ron. My mind, body, and spirit are very receptive to it. So, Ron, on our last program, January 2nd, you discussed how we were stuck here on this planet by forced reincarnation. And that's why we've missed the last 26 ascensions of light. Will you explain more about our spirit? Is it trapped here too?
Yeah, your spirit is trapped here, yes. It came in here for whatever reason it wanted to come here. It probably saw light on the planet and wanted to enjoy it, and then it couldn't leave. Like the song Hotel California. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. And that's true here. So everybody basically is trapped here. I don't know anybody who isn't. And from there, you just have situations that you keep reincarnating. So I guess the first time that you have come here, and then you the body died, and then all of a sudden you would naturally go back to what we call your soul family. In true light, there's no such thing, but you go back to your home base. So your spirit would think that it's going to its home base, and it would see other spirits there. And all of a sudden, you'd want to leave, and they go, oh, no, you can't leave. And your spirit would go, what do you mean I can't leave? I've left every other incarnation of light. And they go, well, you made a mistake. And you go, what was that? And they go, well, you got into judging the light. And you go, what do you mean, judging the light? Well, you had emotional experiences here in your body that you're in. You go, yeah, I had those. Well, that contaminated you. And now your spirit's contaminated. And so now it has to have a cleansing, but the light of the darkness, which is what you're going into and where your soul family exists here, the light of the darkness, doesn't allow that to happen. They'll clean off your spirit quite a bit so that it's useful in the next lifetime. Because remember, you can't come into a body, or you shouldn't come into a body, not that you can't, but you should not come into a body according to the rules of darkness, because they want to be able to steal your energy from your body through your experiences over again. So they kind of dust you off, maybe give you a booster shot, pat you on the back, telling you what a wonderful spirit you are, and that now you have another lifetime to experience because you made some mistakes in the last one. So your spirit doesn't know the difference. It goes, yeah, okay. No judgment, but I got into judgment, so I made a mistake. So it comes back, and then people in the New Age movement will say, and probably maybe throughout the generations will talk about, well, you're here to learn lessons. And you go, yeah, I guess I'm here to learn what I didn't know last time because I made a mistake, and that's where it starts. So after you've been here for, you know, hundreds of lifetimes, your spirit's pretty much disempowered, only because it was probably stolen by the aliens, so you're not really running all of your spirit energy from your initial incarnation. And where is it? Well, the dark side has it. This is why when ascension time happens this time, you know, everything will be looked at more thoroughly, and the aliens that we're battling nightly and continuously here are going to be eliminated, hopefully, from the planet. And that includes, you know, a lot of people out there could be associated or thinking that the Galactic Federation is so wonderful, etc., and no, it's not. So remember, if you know about aliens at all, they're all in darkness, basically, because that's where they live. If it was light, the light would not come here. Light doesn't know darkness. And if it saw darkness, it wouldn't come here either. So there's no way that you can approach the light other than through your own spirit, because the light itself is pure, and your body isn't pure. So if you were to go to light with your body, it would be terminated because the darkness that is holding resistance, we'll say, where light can't pass through you, would be burned up. So basically, your whole body would be burned up because of darkness energy in it. So that's kind of the law of electricity. So if you have, no resistance, then it can take everything. As you start having resistance, then you can't, and things heat up. That's why you have light bulbs. Different wattages have different resistances to them. So you want to be empty. You want all the energy just to flow completely through your body. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, before we talk about dreams and parallel lives, you mentioned that our spirit gets stolen. Wow. Could you please explain a little bit about that, what actually happens? I know you've talked about it in some past shows, but how do they steal our spirit, as you said, and cause so many problems?
Well, the easiest way to talk about that is each time you have a thought, in that thought puts you into darkness because you're judging the light. And each time you judge the light, then you're in darkness. And when you're in darkness, then you have a way that the darkness can tap into you. And they can take parts of you, put you onto parallel lifetimes. You all should know about lifetimes and dreams, etc. And when that happens, they are stealing you. Are you returned back here in wholeness? It's hard to say. Maybe not. Now, it doesn't take much of your spirit to be in your body to energize it. But what about the rest of it that's no longer here? So the light doesn't know darkness, didn't create darkness. And if you get taken into a dark side universe, then all of a sudden you may not ever have your spirit return to you again. The light will attempt to look for part of it. If it can see light in darkness. But if it doesn't see any light, then the parts of you are gone. So that's basically what humanity is here. People choose to be in darkness, which means that people choose to think. And it's kind of a different way of looking at it. To the first-time listener or a newbie, you're going to go, wow, how do you live your life and not think? Well, you can be in the moment and not think because you're using source energy. But when you're in the moment, you're still living. Not a robot, you're being creative, and this is when you're in source energy. When you start judging what you're doing and listening to people, reading words, etc., then you're going to automatically be in judgment. And then that judgment of what you're reading will say or listening to somebody automatically will activate your DNA, and that DNA now will come forward from your past ancestors' beliefs, situations, and traumas and dogma and everything else, and then you're running that energy in you at that particular time. So once that gets activated in you, then you're on the emotional roller coaster ride. Doesn't get activated, then you're fine. And that's probably why a lot of people don't like to talk, especially people that are more spiritual won't talk a lot, because they're already at peace. They don't want to get involved with the judgments of things. And that's kind of one way you can kind of look at it. So as soon as you think, then you're in judgment. And since the judgment was created by the darkness, then you're in darkness. And you're not in the light because you're judging the light because you are thinking. It's a whole different system. So the judgment energies of thought is darkness. To be in light, there's no thoughts there because everything is perfect. So hopefully that makes sense to everybody. Now, when you have a dream, then you are looking at viewing one of your parallel lives out of maybe hundreds of that same night event, and that happened to bleed through to you. And as it bled through to you, now you have a situation that you're dealing with, and it gets imprinted on you, and you wake up with that dream memory. For that, you want to do timeline crashes on. That's on the website, creationlightship.com. That indicates that you are now in a parallel lifetime living that, and you see what it's about. Almost all of your parallel life, you know nothing about what's going on. That's the whole thing. And you're living that physically, just like you're living here. That is a reality to you. So if you think that you're being chased by a monster, and you say, oh, it's just a dream, you know. No, you were chased by a monster, okay? Did you get eaten? Well, they may have stopped it at that time because they're in control of that energy. But if you slipped and fell and maybe broke your ankle, you could wake up with a problem with your ankle. You may say, gee, where'd that bruise come from? Or why am I limping today? That's because you were probably out in a parallel life, and that's what happened to you. So everybody knows about people who talk about waking up at night and the next or in the morning, the morning after the night before, we'll say, and they have a bruise on their body or cuts, incisions, and that's because you were somewhere else abducted continuously, and you now see the physical thing here. If you have any precision cuts on your body, like a razor blade did it, then you probably have something going inside of you, or it could be an operation or something by the alien. The light will never do that to you. The light does not come to you to do operations or things to you. So a lot of people, they say, yeah, Ron, I got this incision that's an inch long, and maybe it's on my neck, or somewhere on my body, and it kind of goes away within, you know, typically 3 to 4 days. Well, that means that you were abducted and you were cut open, and something was probably done to you, whether it was good or bad. Makes no difference, because that's, I'm just telling you about the abduction process, and you were worked on against your free will, free choice, because you wouldn't know about it. Remember, consciousness of the light, since you're conscious listening to me talking, that means that you are in the present moment right now, because all I run is source energy. So you are in the moment. If you notice, the show has been on for almost 20 minutes, I think. And does it feel like 20 minutes to you? You're probably going to say, no, it does not. Well, that's because you're in source energy, which is out of time. And when you're out of time, you're in source energy. That's the way you need to look at when you're in source energy or not. So we're all in source energy now, out of time on this program as I'm talking to you. The program ends, you will be back into the time-based reality of the alien agenda here, the mind matrix, whatever you want to call it, universal mind, mind of God, whatever it is out there, what you, you know, kind of believe or think that it is, alien agenda, that's where you're going to be. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that explanation. I just want to clarify about the lucid dreams. It just seems that we've been taught that lucid dreams give us spiritual insight. Can you respond to that, please?
Well, it does give you insight, and I guess that would be spiritual in a sense, not that it's source energy. So you are getting insight about what's happening to you on an abduction. So you can look at that and say, yeah, that's an abduction process that's happening to me, and they want me to investigate that. So it could be, in a sense, a positive thing. You might see a positive situation in that being spiritual as far as something good happening, but it's still going to be another way to hook you up to look for more information. And deja vu is another way of looking at things, too. As you have a deja vu event, that means that you are on a timeline, living it, and the bleed-through came through into this one here. So, wow, I've been here before. I recognize this. Well, of course. Maybe you're out on 500 timelines of the exact same event, having your energy stolen from you, and that's the abduction process. That's what they do. So this is very, very common, and happens to everybody. Even if you don't have any deja vu, you ever lose your keys, you ever misplace something, you only misplaced it because you weren't conscious and you weren't here. It's somewhere else in the beyondo. And then as you try to look for it, it'll reappear because they can stop time and bring it into your reality, and all of a sudden there it is. So that's the whole thing here. It's interesting to look at things, but we do have solutions on the website, creationlightship.com. This is getting too overwhelming for you. For some people that think it's initially kind of negative what I talk about, because they don't want to really listen to it. They don't want to understand it because it scares them. Well, this is your whole life. It's really good to know what's happening to you so you can have change and be proactive to change your life so you can be back into the light. Back to you, Kathy.
I agree. It's better to know than not know, because as you often say, what we don't know can and does harm us and is very dangerous. So, Ron, is everyone controlled by the timelines?
Yeah, everybody's on timelines. That is definitely true.
And now
we're
on
the timeline of 2013. So, you know, if everybody stayed on the 2012 timeline, then you would have a different feeling. So you are on a different timeline every day.
Are the aliens also on a timeline, Ron?
Yeah, they're on them, and they create the timelines that you get abducted onto. So you're abducted continuously probably every 10 minutes. So every 10 minutes, you are on a different movie set. And the different movie set is designed and created by a different alien race, possibly. Or it could be different groups, but they share timelines. And they probably sell timelines. You know, they sell timeline sharing. And so whoever's out there making the initial timeline is going to connect you to it, to the alien on that timeline.
So you're saying that when we get abducted, which happens continuously, you said, whether we know it or not, whether we're aware or not, and I know some people are aware of when that happens.
There are people that are aware of their abduction. I would say not too many people are aware of them, but the ones that are aware are living probably a pretty bad life, and they're very afraid. That's why we have the alien attack page on the website. I think it's the only probably website out there that has an alien attack page on it, or things that I even talk about. I don't know anybody else doing what I'm doing here. Nobody else can run the energy of source energy. But you are, you know, continuously being abducted. And the thing is to get out of it. Get back into source energy. Don't think. Clear out your body of judgments. That's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. But, you know, the same thing works then as it does now. And that's why I'm here, is to help people to get released from the planet here, because the judgment overtook your body. The aliens had that really nice way of putting that into your DNA so that you're always recycling something from one life to the next, and it gets worse because each time you think, you're getting more things compounded on top of each other. And that's why, you know, your parents should have had you when they were very old, when they worked on themselves, supposedly, or hopefully they would have, and then you would be better than them. Instead, you're taking on all their stuff. So it's a perfect setup, you know, for the aliens. I mean, it's really a grand plan, what they thought of doing. And they can abduct you, take you into different time zones. They can put you back in time, forward in time. They can drop you into the past, into the future with energy. They can go to your bones of your body from another lifetime, you know, the body that you're in, and bring out your spirit energy out of your bones and then copy and paste that into this lifetime. You may wonder why you have a physical condition. Well, maybe they took somebody that died 500 years ago, and now they're copying and pasting that illness onto you because it got good mileage for them to steal the energy of your suffering and your pain, and they just put it into you. So, you know, the more you look at it, the worse it gets. So just start doing clearing to clean out your DNA and to, you know, help yourself to get more into the light, because you have to do that. You have to clean yourself out. If you want to have peace in your life, you need to get rid of the darkness out of you so you can have peace. If you don't do it, you're never going to have peace. You're going to always be recycling the crud and the stuff because it's designed to do that. The aliens want you to keep recycling your past reality. Remember, in the light, there's no such thing as the past and the future. It's all in the present moment. There's no history. So there's no history of what you have done in light. You live moment by moment by moment. And that's the way it works. Here, you're recycling your past. That's the alien agenda, and, you know, you can see that happening all the time when people are doing channeling the aliens or bringing forth newsletters or whatever. If you happen to read them and you hear about something going on, well, those aliens are living either in the future or the past, telling you what's coming down the pike. It's very sad to me that, and I'll just give a for instance here, there is a abductee called Billy Myers, and he lived in Switzerland, and I guess the Palladians came to him, I believe. I think it was Palladians. And from there, and if I'm wrong, somebody could correct me on that, but from there, he got a lot of insight. They showed him what's going to happen to the planet, right, the future of the planet here. So you have to look at it a different way. Here are these aliens, these Palladians are in darkness. And they know what's going to happen to humanity here, all this physical harm and pain and people dying. And they're showing them all these horrific things. Well, if they weren't in darkness, they would have helped out and got rid of these things. And so right away, you know that they're not of the light at all, but they're just showing him what's going to be happening. So they're like a vivid storyteller telling you what's going to be happening to humanity. And, of course, people who have read the information, and this is also true of remote viewers and people who see the future also. It's the same basic thing, but this alien race or group of aliens showed them what's going on. and all these predictions came true. Well, where were they? Do they want to have, are they dealing with energy from people? Are they sucking off energies as they're, as these events are happening? And so they're actually viewing all the stuff happening here. Didn't help out at all because it came true. So that's the whole thing that you have to look at. Are these aliens out there that they say are so good to save people, really going to save you? I doubt that very much. Because the ones of light are not here. That's why we have ascension every 2,000 years, so that you can come back into light, and the light looks for you, and according to your spiritual practices and how much mind control you have is determined by how much the light's going to find you. If you meditate daily and you go out of your body, then you're in deep shit because you're going into realms that you shouldn't even be into, especially guided meditation. So where are you going? You're going into the beyond dome. So the whole thing is, you know, where are you? What are you doing with your life? And how much are you really in control? And are you in the moment? And if you're not in the moment, then you're being controlled by something else. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Ron, it's past. That was a lot of information to take in and very informative. May we now ask to bring in some peace energy, maybe the mind-to-heart drop, and then you were going to do a spirit healing for trauma, for being trapped and abducted so often for our spirits.
Sure, yeah, we could do that. So here we go. Let's do a spirit trauma clearing. So we'll do the this clearing for your abduction that you had before the show started, and we'll do it for 2 hours previous. So just go back a half an hour from now, then we're going to go back 2 hours from that point. We're going to do a spirit trauma clearing because you were abducted typically every 10 minutes. So that brings you to about 12 abductions. So here we go. We're going to heal your spirit. So first one, number one. So I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. Second abduction. One, two, three, four, five. Third abduction. One, two, three, four, five. Fourth abduction. One, two, three, four, five. Fifth abduction. One, two, three, four, five. Sixth abduction. One, two, three, four, five. Seven abduction. One, two, three, four, five. Eight abduction. One, two, three, four, five. Nine abduction, one, two, three, four, five. And 10 abduction, one, two, three, four, five. 11 abduction, one, two, three, four, five. And 12, just before the show started here. One, two, three, four, five, there. So just see if you have more energy flowing in your body. Remember, what could they do to your spirit? Well, they took your body and your spirit. And so what did they do? Is your spirit with your body? Could be. And if it was with your body, then whatever they did to you out in the beyond, which you have no recall of, maybe they stuck pins in you. So now your spirit was full of pins and pokes. So that's cleared out of it. And now that will no longer be in your spirit. And your spirit can now help to heal your body because once it came back to you, it imprinted your body with the trauma. So we're going to do a clearing here for emotional situations that you could have had from your body out in the beyond. So we're going to do it for the same process here. We'll do the 12 abductions that you've had. So here we go. Number one, emotional clearing. One, two, three, four, five. Two, one, two, three, four, five. Three, one, two, three, four, five. Four, one, two, three, four, five. Six, one, two, three, four, five. Seven, one, two, three, four, five. Eight, one, two, three, four, five. Nine, one, two, three, four, five. Ten, one, two, three, four, five. 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 12, just before this program started, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And if you're feeling anxiety, we'll do an anxiety clearing now. Okay, here we go. This is for the anxiety that your body experienced when it was abducted. Here we go. Number 1, first abduction, 2 hours ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Next anxiety, number 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Third anxiety, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fourth anxiety, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth anxiety, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eight, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nine, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, now we'll see, right now you're in source energy, so you shouldn't really feel too much stuff happening. Remember, in source energy, there really isn't anything of emotion. There's no emotions there. So even on this program, unless we trigger something in you, but you should be back into balance. So I'd like everybody to take their index finger and put it in front of your face, maybe, you know, like a foot or so away, and point it up, either hand will work, and instantly put it in front of you. Is your finger to the left or right of being on center with your nose? Just think of like, you know, aiming a gun or shooting a bow and arrow, looking down it. If your finger is to your right, you are in the future. If your finger is to the left, you're in the past. It should be exactly right here, right now, in the center. And that's where you want to be. So let's do the mind-to-heart draw for everybody. We have to command your spirit. Remember, if you don't command your spirit, you're not talking to it. You're talking to something else that's from the darkness, not your real spirit. So here we go. You're going to command your spirit to take your thoughts that you have had and drop them into your heart center. And here we go, dropping down. And this you should do probably, you know, 3-4 times a day, if not more. You want to tell the whole, your whole neighborhood, everything else around you, your workplace, tell the world about this. This planet would have peace instantly, and the aliens would leave because they cannot deal with peace. They're not here to have peace. They're here to take your energy. So if you want to have this whole planet turn into source energy the way it's supposed to be, then tell everybody to do the mind-to-heart drop. And I'd say if they did it every probably half an hour, this planet would turn around on a dime very instantly and have light here. Aliens would leave. One thing left would be light. Here we go. So mind-to-heart drop. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards as you take your thoughts and drop them into your heart. And then you're actually having the thoughts diluted so you don't have anything going on. You're out of duality. Dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And you don't want to think inside of your head because then you're in darkness. You're just feeding the alien. You have to say it out loud. Here we go. Let's do that one again. Command your spirit out loud that you want to take your thoughts and drop them into your heart center where your spirit resides. And dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. You should be pretty peaceful now. Now you probably realize why Jesus was not that popular when he lived and why they had to get rid of him, because he was telling them what they should not be doing, which is thinking. And naturally, back then, they had a lot of rules and laws and things. And that's just the way things were, kind of the same as today. And they just got rid of him by the Galactic Federation, the Space Brothers, because he was causing people not to be abducted. Back to you, Kathy.
I do feel very peaceful, Ron, and thank you for reminding us to do the mind-to-heart drop often as we can during the day, morning, noon, and night at least, and to say it out loud and command our spirit to drop from our minds to our heart and then do the countdown backwards. I do want to mention that, Ron, you've posted your YouTube video from the Conscious Life Expo 2012 on the Contact Talk Radio homepage, and it's also on your host page. And it's about parallel lives. This would be a great video to watch for people who really want to understand this difficult, not too popular of a topic. Ron tackles it live, interactive audience, and it's very interesting to see this and to hear what Ron has to say on this video. He offered this workshop free at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles last year. He does them all the time. And he has all these many radio programs. So he's had the same questions asked of him over and over and over, and the answers are always consistent, and the information is true, is the truth. And you can see that people start to realize it in the video. So thank you that for those posts, Ron. And you have some new photos on your host page and some information about alien abductions and the barcode removal solutions that you offer on your website, creationlightship.com. So, Ron, just to summarize a little bit, and now that I feel peaceful, what you were talking about was that due to abductions against our will, our life is not our own because the aliens put us on these multiple timelines, and they get energy out of us through these parallel lives that we unknowingly live, but we see in our dreams or get glimpses of through deja vu. So,
very well stated.
That is,
yes.
Pardon?
Yeah, that is perfect. So, most people don't understand this. And once you realize it, you may get upset. Nothing you can really do about it except do clearings to get the stuff out of you. Remember, they only get you because you have gunk inside of you. Remember, the solution that you need to find is to get rid of the storage judgments out of your body. And that's what we do on the website. And the clearings that I do is get this stuff out of you. If you don't get it out of you, then you have no chance for ascension, basically, because you need to have the light find you. And, you just need to get it out to have a peaceful life. So that's the whole thing. You know, your ancestors gave you whole situation, and now you need to get it out. So if you want to leave the planet, and you may want to do that. If you do, then you must do the spirit barcode on my website, because that way the light will find you. If, you know, that's the main thing. You need to get out of here. Otherwise, you'll be taken into parallel lives at ascension time. The light will never find you, and you're going to be lost in the beyondo. This is the last time that this earth spirit, or the earth energy that you're living on from the earth spirit, remember, you came from this earth, the elements of the earth. Your spirit is no longer here, and it's never going to reproduce or bring this energy back to this planet. So all the times before, the dark side would bring people back. At the ascension time and after the ascension time, I mean. And they would be living their life just like normal. So you don't know when you're not here. And so this is the most critical time ever for humanity on this planet is to get yourself out of here so you're not stuck in the beyondo forever. And that spirit barcode will at least tell the light that you're here, because the light just looks for light. If you're not here, then it's not ever going to find you. This way, at least you have, you know, a way that they can look for you, because you're already kind of like registered with the light. They know that you're here. That's the whole thing, and that's needed. So if you want to get out of here, that's what you have to do with that spirit barcode. At least get that taken off of you. And if you want to have a better life, then you start off with your emotional clearing to get rid of the density stored inside of you. And that those densities are going to keep you from living a long life and bringing forth judgment. That's what you're living, is your judgment. I mean, you know, it's yours, but it's passed on to you by your ancestors. So unfortunately, you're living their life, all of their lives. And that should not even be happening, because in true light, you only have one life in the present moment, no history of anything. Here you have the history of all of your ancestors out of your body. So that's what I said initially. This is a great setup for the alien. I don't think they could have done it any more perfectly to steal parts of you. Well, back to you, Kathy.
Ron, you've been talking about the spirit barcode removal since the very first program you've done here on Contact Talk Radio, because it is that important. It's worth repeating every program. And it's easy to find on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Just get to the homepage and look on the left, far left column. You'll see a list of healings, And those healings on the left are in bright letters, and you'll see the spirit barcode removal. You click on that, and it will take you to the order page. And you can purchase it easily through PayPal. And then you'll get a confirmation email with the username and the password and a link to take you right to the login page. And then you just follow the instructions from there. It's just that easy, and it's quite necessary if you have any small, even small belief in what Ron is saying. You want to check it out. There's lots of information on Ron's website. It's a fountain of clearings, archives of his four other ongoing radio programs that are also very informative and revealing. And Ron also provides weekly teleconferences to heal us of these many conditions that the unwanted universal travelers known as aliens have given us, and 8-hour physical healing intensives on the weekends. So this is just a little bit to get you going, the spirit barcode removal, and then you can look at the website and learn a lot more, and you can also go to Ron's host page here on Contact Talk Radio, where he's made it easy for the listeners of this network to check into his many offerings and his many solutions. So just one final comment about those, that the Ron's clearings and healings are from divine source energy, and they're all designed to remove the judgment that he just mentioned and store blockages out of us. So we're very fortunate to have Ron. He's the only light being on the planet and the only one doing, the only healer doing this kind of work, some real solid solutions. So we have them accessible, these healings online from his website and, of course, on live and in person through these radio podcasts and broadcasts. Okay, so back to the topic, Ron, with a few minutes left that we have, you were mentioning before that we should be on the 2012 Earth timeline when we were talking about ascension and the false ascension. I was wondering if you could put the listeners back on the 2012 Earth timeline for us now.
I can switch you back to the last day of the year here. In fact, let's go back before the major abduction happened on the 21st, 22nd of December. In fact, if you notice, typically there's less people around than there used to be. So if you happen to notice that, that's because they're no longer here. And unfortunately, like the movie District 9, they're probably in a can someplace. And what will come back here is clones of them, replicas, a true clone, but if they do come back. But, you know, just look around and look for the people. And if you see less people around in the shopping centers and where you go to, then you know that where'd they go to? Well, they're just not here. All they do is just change the way the scenery looks for you, do a mind swipe, put in another program, and you don't really realize that things have changed a lot, but they can do it instantly. But here we go. We're going to put you back onto a timeline if you choose to. We'll go back to the 20th of December. And you can just see what it feels like to be on a timeline before all this major abduction situations and things that were happening through the shift of energies on the 21st, 22nd. So here we go. I'm going to bring you back there if you choose to, and you can just see how it feels. It should be a lot different. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you're there now. So replica is a clone body of you. Like I said earlier, you get taken out every 10 minutes, and a new one of you comes in. Now, the other clones that are here that took the place of people are true clones. Now, these true clones don't have a very long memory right now. They're pretty much unemotional. They don't have much upstairs. And that's because they're still running new programs into them. And they will normally have very, very bright eyes. So if you see anybody with really bright eyes, you know that they are more than likely a new replica, or we'll just say a new clone of the person that used to be here. And that's kind of the way it goes. And it all depends, you know, how conscious you are to look. Some people aren't conscious until you tell them about something. But just kind of watch the people. And if they don't seem to know a lot about the past, it's because they don't have a program stored inside of them to do that. But I think it'll be happening here in the next probably month, because the aliens need to have emotional energy to steal the energy from you, is that they're going to be having probably more programs put in. And these programs are going to have more emotion, so they'll tend to relate maybe more with the planet here, whereas right now they're just kind of walking zombies. So just kind of watch people and see how they're communicating to you. And they may even do strange things. They may have a program put in them to do an awful thing situation because they're programmed to do that and have no consciousness or no morals. So that's kind of the way it's happening. But you should be feeling different here because you're now on last year's in-the-moment timeline. And even if you are in the alien timeline last year, it'll be a different energy because everything got shifted. This is a really neat way that the aliens can change the whole movie set, the whole screen, is to have a brand new energy each year appear. And then from there, what they can also do is change the timelines again as we go into daylight saving time. And so we actually have different points that they can actually physically change us by putting us onto a given timeline. That's probably the way they are able to keep things in order for themselves, as the timelines do get switched in and out. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you so much for that information about the replicas. Can you tell us what happens to the replicas that are freed from the timeline crashes you just did?
As we do timeline crashes, the replicas, if they have a spirit in them, go back to light. Otherwise, all I can really assume is that they probably get put into the food chain of the alien as you get switched out every 10 minutes, you know. That to me is very, very sad, because you have to think how many times physical bodies are out there every 10 minutes being switched in and out, and it's a different body that they create. So they take a little piece of the spirit that you have and put it into that body. That comes here and lives 10 minutes, and then it goes again. So it's pretty, you know, for me it's very sad to think that they're doing this. And if not, where are they, you know? So typically, like the movie in District 9 where they had the cat food in a can, which is probably cats, which the aliens loved, is probably now human food, male, female, or something. Or maybe it's different races. Who knows? I don't know. You know, I'd have a can for Chinese people and one for maybe Africans, one for Polish people, one for Germans, you know, one for, you know, the British, et cetera, you know. And so it all depends how they do that. I have no clue. But it's all just bad stuff. And, you know, the common denominator is, how do they get here? Well, somehow somebody wanted to judge and think, you know, and that got people into duality, into the law of cause and effect. And this planet, you know, this Earth spirit having free will, free choice, said, yeah, you know, I can't go against light, which is free will, free choice. I can't tell these humans here not to do this. So the humans brought it upon themselves, unfortunately. And it's up to you to get out of it. So that's why the light comes every 2,000 years to help to save humanity here. So it's up to you to choose if you choose to do that. The light, you know, is here to help you if you choose to do the clearings and to get yourself into peace again. You have to be in the moment to be in peace. If you're not in the moment, then you're out of peace, then you're in duality, and then you're listening to and using the alien agenda to control your life. Then you have your spiritual lessons and agreements and everything else. So this program is about trying to educate you, and I don't sugarcoat anything because we've already been sugarcoated for thousands and thousands of years, you know, 50, 60,000 years you've been sugarcoated to, and so I think it's time to get the truth out, and this is why we're here to help you out with that. So back to you, Kathy.
So, Ron, you mentioned you have a timeline healings on your website, and that you also mentioned earlier that when we think we get on a timeline when we connect to collective consciousness, mass mind, events even, and also emotions, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. You're on timelines for that. So if you have a emotional situation going on, that means that you're probably on maybe 500 timelines with that, and they're taking that same energy that you're leaking here, and they're using it for themselves on multiple timelines. So you want to get off those timelines. And a lot of times, that emotional energy will cause you physical harm and pain, and, you know, having an illness or something. So if you do a timeline crash for an illness, maybe 100 or if not maybe 500 times, you might all of a sudden feel better. And this will release you from those timelines. The aliens are destroyed that are in control of that timeline. You're releasing millions of people who are on the same timeline as you because they're all there with the same agenda. And you're doing humanity a favor. So you can actually feel the relief as you get off of this timeline. So if you have, let's say you banged your elbow today and your elbow hurts. Well, get on the website, maybe get just a week of timeline crashes and keep crashing the timeline, and you're going to notice that all the clone replicas of you that are out there on these multiple timelines every 10 minutes, so you could be on this timeline from the alien, and they can copy that, say, 500 times in 10 minutes. So you can be living 500 timelines in 10 minutes, not even knowing it. So you get rid of those timelines, and all of a sudden your illness or problem, maybe your sore elbow goes away. And you go, wow, what happened here? I had a miracle healing. Well, it's because they're copying and pasting all these timelines onto you here. And you're living with that pain from other realities that you know nothing about. And that's the nice thing about timeline crashes. It can make you feel much, much better and very possibly get you out of a situation that you're attached to, connected to, that you know nothing about. Just by doing a timeline crash. Just think of all the millions of people that you're helping to get them out those timelines, too. Oh, the timelines are the friend of the alien. They create timelines, parallel lives, same word. Think of parallel lives and timelines are the same exact thing. And you get off of those, and then you're in the moment. That's the whole process. Oh, back to you, Kathy. Our show's about ready to end here.
Thank you, Ron, for all that information. We'll have to continue it on the next program, and we will do that. And so let's say goodnight to everyone, and just want to say that Ron is here to help us get on the Ascension Highway, and like you said, the choice is ours. And the Creation Lightship is offering this hope to get back to our home base energy with our spirit and body in a planet of light where the real light only works in the present moment without judgment. We thank our host, Ron Amatron, for the program and healings tonight.
Okay, everybody. So we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple. Only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart. And you can actually feel the energy drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10. 9876543321. 10987654321. 10987654321. Okay, everybody. Now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.